Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, it's my lonely. She has set me free. She God has brought on me. Oh, yeah, she's been good. She's been good to me. God has not only he has set me free. God has not only he's been good to me. Singing amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Glad but now I'm free. Oh, God has brought such a sight upon me. He has set me free. God has brought such a sight upon me. Oh, yeah, he's been good, he's been good to me. This morning I picked up the paper. I read about tragedy. Ooh, could have been my family. I say, oh, Lord, it could have been me. Oh, but I thank God. I thank God, he's not on me. I say, God, he's not on me. Oh, thank you, Father, he has set me free. Yeah. God, he's not on me. He's in me. Somebody help me say he's been good. He's been good. He's been good. Oh, Lord. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good. It just sounds good to say that God, he's been good. God's been good. He's been good. Somebody help me say he's been good, been so good. Oh, he's been good. Oh, yeah, he's been good. I want to know if my praise and worship leader on. Praise and worship leader. Amen. Come forth if you're on. Come forth if you're on. He's been good. Hallelujah. Just jump in when you get ready. If you all just jump on in. You're getting good. Keep on giving God the glory. You want to give God the praise. You've been good. You've been good. Been good.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am and by my heart.
Glory.
The altar of Him set me on fire. Set me on fire. Take all I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am and by my heart. On the altar again, set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Hey, yeah. Here I am, God, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. My heart sings in awe of your name, your mighty love. Sing song to the end, you will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake me. You will be with me. Here I am, God. Arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Here I am, guys, arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Oh, yes. All to Jesus now. All to Jesus now. I'm holding nothing back. Holding nothing back. I surrender, I surrender. I surrender. All that I am, I surrender. I surrender. You wanna tell him I surrender. I surrender. Your power at work in me, I'm broken. Gracefully, oh yes I am. I'm oh, when I am weak, I will be free. I will be free. Your power at work in me, I'm broken. Gracefully, I'm strong. When I am weak, I will be free. I will be free. Here I am. God, arms wide open, pouring out my life, gracefully broken. Amen.
gracefully. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you for saving and helping. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Good evening. Good evening. You are listening to this work. Amen. 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 I love you. Thank you very much for amen, amen, amen. If you're looking at my husband, you see it on too. Amen. But you got for our full information on his hand. Amen, amen. Let's get to see all of it. Amen, amen. I call him my fine daddy. Amen.
You work for the Z Squad?
Yes, you're up. The lonely, outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did. He offered her a free gift. Amen. Living water. Amen, amen. The gift of living water. Amen. He can lead her, oh Lord, into eternal life. Amen. He knows our condition this evening. He knows what we are dealing with. He knows if we are lost, if we are feeling lost. Amen, amen. And he knows, amen, if we are feeling outcast. Yeah, oh, God, he knows if we feeling like society is just moving and we alone. Amen, amen. He knows. Amen, amen, amen. He knows where we are hurting at. He knows when we were wounded. He knew when our spirit was wounded. Amen. And he knows, amen, what is going on right now with us. He knows every little detail. Amen, amen. Amen. He knows, amen. He knows if you are oppressed or depressed. He knows about the anxiety. There's nothing that's common to man. Amen. That Jesus is not acquainted with. Amen. But he has borne our sorrows. He has borne our sorrows. Yes, he has. He's acquainted with our grief. Amen. And he was wounded by our transgressions. Uh-huh. Yes, well, he was bruised for our iniquities. Uh-huh. He was chastened for our peace. Yes, yes, yes. And by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are whole. W-H-O-L-E. Whole. Amen, amen. So, oh, my God. So, tell God all about your troubles today. And tell God, we encourage you, just tell God, talk to God about your troubles. Amen. But we come together, amen, amen, to encourage you the more. Amen, amen. And for our children, to train up the children in the way that they should go. And the Bible says, and if we train them up in the way that they should go, then they will not depart. If we train them up in the way that they should go, they will not depart. And amen, amen. What we taught them, amen, they'll never forget it. And no matter what they go through, what they indulge in, they always come back like the prodigal son. They'll wind up in somebody's home. Amen. They'll wind up in some home and they'll think about it. I can go back home. Amen, amen. So we are blessed today. Amen, amen. We are so, 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 so blessed today. And we just so, so grateful to the Almighty God for another blessed opportunity. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So what we're going to do, amen, we're going to read a scripture. Amen. And we're going to have a prayer. Do we have anybody online? Amen. That do we have a I'm going to read the fourth chapter of John. Amen. That's what I'm going to read, a portion of the fourth chapter of John. Amen, amen, amen. We love the word of God. Amen, amen. Amen. And starting at the first verse, and it says that Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard it, that he was being baptized and making more disciples than John. Though Jesus himself did not baptize them, his disciples did. So he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Joseph well was there. And Jesus, tired from a long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." She was alone at that time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift of God, if you only knew the gift God had for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." Amen. I read 10 verses. Amen. And we suffer feeling confusion, troubled hearts, troubled minds, because we don't know who Jesus is. If we only knew who he is. Amen. Who he is. So we have, amen, amen, we have an opportunity, amen, to read our Bibles, to learn who Jesus is. Amen. And accept who Jesus is. Amen. And receive the gift of life, eternal life. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we do bless you right now. God, we bless you. We bless you, God. Oh, God, for this opportunity. We bless you, oh, God, oh, Father God, for this line. Oh, God, we just bless you, oh, God, for allowing us to come together one more time. Father God, we love you and we bless you for the children ministry, oh, God. Oh, God, for, oh, Father God, for imputing it in my spirit and my heart, Father God, that I focus on the children, training up the children. Amen. And we thank you, oh, God, for the spirit, oh, Father God, of encouraging others, encouraging the elderly, oh, Father God. So many of our elderly are faint, God. They are faint, oh, Father God. They have lived, oh, God, well lives, oh, Father God. They have well lives, oh, Father God. They're up in age, oh, Father God. They have done well. They have taught well and trained well and lived well before you, God. But, Father God, in their aging states, oh, Father God, sometimes, oh, God, oh, Father, due to issues in health, oh, God, and whatever, they become limited in certain things, oh, Father God. Don't let them be confused. Don't let them be troubled, oh, God. Don't let them be depressed, oh, God. Don't let them be lonely when there's no loved one around. Sometimes our young people, amen, our people that we look to be with us for comfort, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we look and they're gone, God. Amen. Sometimes we have to be alone, oh God, but let us always look to you. Look to you. We can never be alone if we could just look to you, dear God. Even though back to our little children, oh God, sometimes they are left alone, oh God, but they can know Jesus, oh God. Sometimes they are left, oh God, and the storm come a-raging, and their mothers and fathers, oh God, are gone working or whatever that it may be, and they are afraid. Don't let them be afraid, God. Let them know, God, that you are the same God that was in the ship with the disciples. You were the same Jesus that was in this ship with the disciples. Oh, God, that you will not mashana, that you know how to trouble the waters, oh, God. You know how to feel the waters. You know how to calm the seas, oh, God. Oh, God, and we bless you, God. We bless you, oh, Father God. And, oh, God, and as we come together, oh, God, give all of us a heart and a mind, oh, God. Although we cry out to you with our issues and we give them to you and we lay them on you, Father God, and let us lay our troubles on you. But let us, oh, God, continue to reach out to others, oh, God. Forget about ourselves and think about others who are worse or condition than we are, God. Someone is going through. We can just only imagine children hungry, children with no place to live. Amen. Children with no water. The water in their countries are muddy and they have to drink muddy, dirty waters or whatever, oh, God. Oh, God, mothers, oh, God, and fathers crying over their children, the loss of their children and children likewise. All, oh, God, the nations that wars are going on, oh, God. We ask this, Father God, to just let us, oh, God, forget about ourselves and think on others, God, who are going through, oh, God, oh, hurricanes and storms and fires burning their villages and homes and destroying avalanches and all kind of things that's going on throughout the nation, God. Oh, God, we ask God to, oh, God, to bless all of our leaders, oh, Father God, that they would, oh, God, that they would trust God to make the best and the right decisions, oh, God. If, oh, God, man would line up with God's word and obey God's word, oh, God, oh, Father God, we will be at peace. We will be at peace and until that time, oh, God, oh, God, we won't be at peace. So we just pray. And pray and pray. But most of all, don't be afraid. Never let your heart be troubled. Never let your heart be afraid because God is with you. He is with you. He dispatched an angel. You have an angel dispatched by your side, surrounding and covering and protecting you, elderly and children. Amen. God promised never to leave us. And God is not a man that he should lie. And he don't have to repent. So we just thank God for this blessed opportunity, amen. So we're going to come again, and we're going to ask one of our children to, amen, to give us, we're going to ask one of our children to give us a song at this time. Amen. Can we get a song from one of, I would love to hear, if I could just have a special song, I would love to hear. Let us break bread together from one of the songsters out there. Can I get one?
You want to hear from the Z Squad?
Amen, amen.
Are you ready for the Z Squad?
I only want to hear one song. Let's break bread together.
Okay, we have the Z Squad featuring Ty. So it's the Z and C Squad today. Come on, y'all. So we have the Z Squad, which is Zaylee, Zaya, and Zalee, and T, which is Ty. They're going to sing Break Bread. All right, come on.
Let's break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees. With my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. God bless the children. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to have Mother Peggy Bowens. Are you available?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Ma'am, Mother Peggy Bowens to come and pray and encourage children and sing and do whatever she comes to do. Amen.
Hello? Who? Me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Miss Peggy Bowens. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was waiting on you. I was just going to get your phone. Okay. Get my phone out. Okay, praise God. So happy to hear the children. I just, it just makes me, it makes my heart happy. I love the children. I thank God for the kids. I thank God for the children. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We raise our children up in the way they should go. That's just scripture says. Oh, Lord, we thank God. Yes, Lord. I'm singing a little praise, a little short praise like I always do. Okay. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. I say, Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, I'll give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. I'm crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. Lord, I'm on my knees. So give me you. Give me you. Give me you, everything else can wait. Just give me you, hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me, oh Lord. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Give me you, Lord. Give me you. Lord, give me you. Oh Lord, give me you. Give me you, Lord. I hope I'm not too late. Give me you. Lord, Lord, give me you. Give me you. Lord, I hope I'm not too late. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me you, Lord. You, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you,
Lord.
We'll go right on in to the word for today. And our word for today, amen, amen. I just want to thank all of you that are on, and I'm going to come back to you all. But I want to go ahead and in the early part, before our children get tired, I realize that the children get tired. And so we're going to go ahead and so make sure that they get the word, because out of all of this singing and talking, they need a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to be reading. I'm going to be reading Romans, the 12th chapter, 1 and 2 verses. Listen well, children. Put your phone on mute if you can. Put your phone on mute and listen well, children. Amen. And then we'll be coming back to the children. Amen. Romans, remember this, children. Remember the scriptures that you are given. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God, because all he has done for you. Let your bodies be a living and holy sacrifice. The kind he'll find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Verse 2 said, "Don't copy the behavior of the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Amen, amen. It says, when sacrificing an animal according to God's law, the priest would kill the animal and cut it in pieces and place it on an altar. Sacrifice was important, but even in the Old Testament, God made it clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. Amen. Amen. He wants us to obey. God wants us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice daily, laying aside our own desires. What we want to do, what we want to say, what we want to wear. Oh, no, no, no. He wants us to lay that aside, our own desires, to follow him. Yeah, putting on our energy and resources at his disposal. Trusting him to guide us. We do this out of gratitude that our sins has been forgiven. God has forgiven us of all our sin that we could ever commit. Amen. And we trust in him. No matter what we ever did or whatever we'll do, it's been covered by the blood of Jesus. God has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for his children. He wants us to be transformed. People with renewed mind, not the same old evil mind we came in the world with. So we done found about Jesus now, so he wants us to come a new way, living to honor and obey him, because he wants only what is best for us. Oh, my God, isn't that good news? God wants only what is best for us, because he gave his son to make our new life possible. We know the story about Jesus came and died for us. We should joyfully give ourselves as a living sacrifice for his service. Amen. Amen. Paul warned the Christians. He warned the Christians. In that second verse, he said, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world that are usually selfish and often corrupting. No, wise Christians, wise. We have wisdom from God. Wise Christians decide that much worldly behavior is off limits. Yeah, and once we get a renewed mind, yeah, we all the worldly foolishness is off limited to us. We don't want that. Our refusal to conform to this world's value, however, must go even deeper than just behavior and custom. It must be firmly planted in our mind, firmly planted. In order for it to be firmly planted, it can let it start as a little seed in our little babies right now. Amen. Start it, plant it in your mind right now. Amen. And it'll grow and grow. And then one day, amen, the things of this world will not really matter except for the things that is vital for your living resources, you know. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, covetous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. We can avoid a lot of the customs and things, but we can still have pride and be arrogant and covetous and selfish and stubborn. We don't want to be that way. Only when the Holy Spirit renews, the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit, change us, He read the case of us, and when he does that, our mind, we truly are transformed. When he redirects our mind, when he redirects our mind, he truly transforms us. He changes us from that old evil, ugly talking and being mad and stubborn and disobedient. Amen. We have a spirit. I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to let God do it God's way, because this is what pleases God. Amen. This is the word for today to our children. Amen. Amen. And we want our children, Lord, oh God, we thank you for our children, Lord God. Just let it reside in their mind, oh God. Just let it, oh God, let it trickle down, oh Father God, in their hearts and just dissolve deeply in their minds and spirit and will, oh God, that they'll be illuminated, oh God, and change their way of thinking, oh God, of the world things, oh Father God. We realize that the enemy, oh God, is putting all kind of things on the TVs and games and stuff, and it's a lot of old silly, worldly stuff. Let them, give them a deaf ear to it, God. Give them a deaf ear, you know, to some of these old gangs and the things that they're saying and doing. Give them a deaf ear, oh God, that they'll continue to hear you, God, and they'll know what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil, and what pleases God the most. And for that, we just thank you, Lord, for that word for our children. Amen, amen. Now, we're going to let the children corner bloom up. Amen, amen. Who we have... Amen. In our children corner on today. Amen. Come forth, come forth, come forth, and give us what you have. Share with us what you have for us today. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me lie down. In green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leading me in the pathway for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk to the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. God prepared this table before me in front of my enemy. They love my head with oil. My cup run it over. Show the good and mercy. Should follow me all the days of my life. And I will throw it from the house. Dwell. In the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Who do we have there? Who was that? Yeah. Who was that speaking?
Keon Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Keon. Amen. Now, if we have any more children, y'all just come and identify yourself and make your presentation, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is that all we have from the children today? Amen. Then we'll go on and we'll ask who else is on the line and now adults. Who is the adults on the line today? Will you come forward?
Hello?
Okay, who are the adults online today?
Minister Richardson.
Minister Richardson, would you come forward at this time?
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. I think I'm going to read a Bible verse and then say a prayer. I think I'm going to read Psalms 100. Psalms 100, verse 1 reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Verse 2, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." Verse 3, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Verse 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Verse 5 and last, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." God's word has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for this day, Lord, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We will rejoice and be glad in the Heavenly Father. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins, Lord God. Thank you for blessing me to see a brand new day, a day that I've never seen before, Lord God. Thank you for Minister Zeta and her husband, Mr. LC. Lord God, bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for helping them to bring the children up, Lord God. Bring the children to you, Lord God, that they will grow up and know you, Lord God, in the importance of their sins in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless the children. Parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless each and everyone that's on this line, God. Cover them with your precious blood and your anointed oil of the Holy Spirit. Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed, wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Sharon. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Do we have anyone else that would like to come forward? Amen. Do we have anyone else that would like to come forward at this time? Amen, amen. Amen, amen. I lost one. I'm trying to get them back. Amen, amen. The children, y'all still on the phone? Hello, the children, are you still on the phone, on the line? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Where is Brother Canary?
He won't be able to make it. He's asleep.
Okay, he won't be able to make it, all right. Can I get another song from one of the girls?
Yeah. Mel?
Can I get another song from one of the girls?
Yes, ma'am.
Come forward at this time.
Zaylee will be singing a single, a solo.
There is power in the name Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. I hear the chain falling. I hear the chain falling. I hear the chain falling. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
God bless you,
my sweetie. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Is there anyone else that would like to come forward right at this time? Amen, brother. Amen. Come on. Come forward.
Brother Gary,
like to come forth.
Amen.
That's my brother, y'all. He lived in there.
A nursing home.
In Macomb, Mississippi. And he's over there. He's always welcome if you want to have something to say.
Amen.
He's been part of every ministry that I've been online since he's been incapacitated. I just thank God for my brother. Amen. Y'all continue to pray for him. Amen. I see Mother Vivian is on the line.
Praise God. Happy to be here tonight. Praise God. Just thanking God for all that he's doing in the lives of the children. Praise God. We just thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his children, period. Praise God. But we know God is a God that loves us with an everlasting love. And there was no good thing will he withhold from those that walk upright before him. So I bless each one that's on the line tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and kindness, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercies, God. Thank you, Lord God, Father God, you have chose this for this tonight, God. Bless them, oh God. Father God, everyone has something to say to you, to give the glory to you tonight, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, Father God. Everything that the enemy has planned, God, Lord God, as of now is null and void. Hallelujah. Because your children, God, have come forth, God, Lord God, to honor you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, oh God, Lord God, for opening up doors, oh God, where there seemeth to be no way. Oh God, thanking you, Father God. Thanking you, oh God, for pouring out blessings, oh God. Oh God, what they thought they wouldn't have, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Zadian and Brother L.C., God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you got them engraved in the palm of your hands, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, as she continues to go forth in you, God. Enable her, oh God. Oh God, create new things in her, oh God, Father God, that she didn't know there was, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, continue doing your perfect work in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Mr. Vivian. Amen, amen. We truly thank you, truly thank each and every one. Amen, who has come forth on today. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen, for each and every one. And this can bring our program to an end, except for the prayer. We want to make a few announcements as to continue to pray, because we have some sick among us, and some, you know, have be going in surgery and for procedures like myself, and my husband, he is poorly, not eating again, so we just praying that God will bless him. He's eating a little fruit here a couple of days, so we just praying that he'll continue to you know, revitalize and build his system. The doctor can't think about what's going on with him, you know. So we know God knows. And so we're trying to get him to eat as much food and drink as much as we can, and, you know. And so pray for him, and like I said, we always, just like Nelson Vivian prayed, and all who have prayed, we always forget about ourselves and pray for others, because there's so much going on in the world, and we are not surprised by it. We are not surprised. Even the calamity that we are going through, amen, even though we are going through it, we realize that someone is so much worse off. Amen. And so, and it's not just started, it's been going on down through generations. Amen. And we just believe in God. His word says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So we just don't believe. Amen. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Whatever we go through, we're going to go through it. Trust in God. Trusting in his word. Because we have to remember, it do us no good. It won't do it's just null and void. It just if we don't put it into action, if we don't believe his word, and if we don't stand on his word, we have to stand on his word. He will not fail us. He will not leave us. Amen. Some of us may go to the grave. Amen. But though these bodies, though our bodies, amen, is perishing, though our bodies is wasting away every day, amen, our inward man, that's what God wants. God want him back. God want us. God breathed the breath of life in us, and we became a living soul. He want our soul saved. Amen. These bodies are going to decay. Amen. Some of our bodies, amen. Some of our bodies have been through some stuff. Our bodies have been through some stuff that wasn't meant to go through. This old dirt and stuff, and I went through some tours and snares that it wasn't meant to go through. A lot of these things we don't ourselves, amen. But one thing about it, we're going to hold fast. Let us hold fast to what God says. Amen. We can tell him, Lord, you promise. I trust you, Father. You promise. Amen. And Minister George has been teaching us on the names of God. Amen. When we read our Bible and look up the names of God, we can call him our Jehovah Rapha. We can call him our Jehovah Shalom. We can call him. You are our light and darkness. You are our water, our bread. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You know, we can call him and rejoice in, amen, knowing that he is with us at all times. Amen. So, and we thank you once again for being a part of the show. Amen. Y'all give a shout out to our young people especially. Amen. We just bless, praise our praise God for our young people, and pray, oh God, that every time that they hear the word from God, that it will just deepen and deepen into their spirit, that they'll be part of the next generation of missionaries and evangelists and ministers and whatever God is calling them through the fivefold ministry. So y'all be blessed until next time. Amen. George will be on tomorrow evening, the same number at 7 o'clock. Minister Janice on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. Amen. So be wherever you need to be, but be strong in the Lord. Be encouraged. Let us love on one another before we go. Amen. I love you all. I love you all in the Lord. Amen. Be blessed. Good night. Hello. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I came to Mary to a doctor.
Oh, you had to come to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And Sharonia met you out there?
No, I was at the, my granddaughter wanted to go in the night ward and show the children where we used to live and stuff.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And when I got on Tennessee Street, I remember that, Mr. Mill said she lived on Tennessee Street.
Oh, that's where Brenda lives.
Uh-huh. If she don't live on Tennessee Street, she live on LaGuardia Street.
LaGuardia, yeah, I know where LaGuardia is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And Sharon came over?
No, I didn't see Sharon. I just called Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah, yeah, Brenda. I called Brenda and she came over. I mean, her husband brought her out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not out to see me. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. She wasn't blind when you saw her, was she?
Uh-huh.
She was blind then?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah.
Fortunately, she couldn't see me.
Oh, she couldn't see you either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's what she said. She can see shadows, but she can't see them.
Yeah, she can see shadows, yeah.
Oh, better Lord brought her out to the car. You know, holding her arm and all, you know, and, you know, she didn't have a teeth in her mouth, but, you know, I understand a person without a teeth in the mouth, and they look better when they got them in.
Yeah.
And then her eyes, you know, she was looking up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know how, but you can tell she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Put on some sunglasses there and put them teeth in that mouth where it might tell her nothing. Mm-hmm. I just hope Brother Lawrence treated her right, because she seemed to be a dog, an angel.
And she cries when he don't. She cries.
Hmm?
When he don't act right, she cries.
When you're on the phone and stuff, you be hearing the crying. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I hear this every time that she be crying and stuff, you know. And I know Sharon called me. Thursday night when I was bringing the word on her line, and she said, I just called Mr. Brenda House, and the Lord was just cussing, so he got the phone and told me to call on the other phone, and then said, he told him, y'all be sharing yourself, and he was cussing her out too, she said. And then he going to preach on me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think people would have blind, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, he's trying to get all the kids. Mm-hmm. But they got a lot of women like that, so I can't just think of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of women like that, they going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's got to be living off of her check, you know. She's got to be getting a check, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So she is getting a check to pay the bills and stuff. It's like, to me, it ain't like she ain't bringing that to the table. He ought to be good.
Yeah, but she don't have to pay no rent. Yeah, she gets
now, what you got to pay rent to live in that house, though?
You think she ain't got a voucher to get that house?
Oh, you think she on Section 8 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, him and her both, you mean? Oh, because they blind?
Mm-hmm.
You think they'll take care of me because I'm handicapped?
Yeah, they all do.
I don't get no more than a little ready to take out getting when I first retired. When you know, with that disability retired, you know, that $715 or $18, that's about all we be getting, I think.
$1,800?
$718.
Mm-hmm.
People that get disability, what you call that, SSI? They don't get, but like, they get about that, like, I don't know, maybe going up to about $750, I don't know. But see, I don't get my full amount because they cut mine. They don't even give me my full check. They give me like, I think I get $600, little over $600 a month. Uh-huh, and then my husband, he don't get but like 400 something a month, so. You know, if me and him were living separate, we'd be getting at least $1,500 a month, you know? But you ain't living, like I said, if you ain't living separate, then I don't think you're married. you ain't married, or even you living a life for the government, you know? So I said, well, if that was God allowed, you know, you have to go along with whatever the law of the land is, you know? Right, as long as it's not going against God's word, you know. Mm-hmm. So I said, I ain't going to be, because my husband be trying to tell me, you live in your apartment, I live in mine. And I'm like, I ain't getting bothered with that. Mm-mm. A lot of people do that, but, and I don't tell them that, but ain't nothing I can't do it. I have too much, like, every little thing be on my conscience. Yeah, I can't even be having my conscience all weighted down, scared to go to sleep at night, scared to wake up a lion here. Oh, Lord, everybody.
You're
going
to be lying to the
government, baby. Yeah, I'm talking about. I can't do it. I can't even play bingo. I'm sure, I mean, they be going down to the senior center playing bingo. I can't even play bingo. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. I'll be done. Was trying to play bingo and I was trying to play it and it was like I had one or two before it even waiting on them to call my number. Like I'm gonna pass out. I shoot my heart racing. I've been had a heart attack. I've been fooling with this.
Well, I live alone while they play bingo. I be sitting there reading my Bible, studying over a good book or doing something, you know. I'm sorry. You know, it's just that, I guess when God moves something from you, you don't have a desire for it no more.
Yeah, I went over there to that anchor festival. I'm so tired, I'm about to fall. Mm-hmm. I don't ever
want
to go to that no more.
Oh, man.
I ain't seen nothing over there. I could have went over there and enjoyed. But I really went to go see, did I want to go and buy a book next year to sell my book? No. Ain't nobody went buying nothing from them people today.
What? Yeah.
Some people told they ain't made enough to come out for a book.
What do they be telling? Different booths you set up, you mean like different... Whatever, whoever is patenting something or selling something, huh? Okay. Yeah, I went to something like that one time way back.
Yes, Lord, I don't ever want to go back to that no more. My friend can go hopping by herself.
She can go hopping.
I'm doing a lot of walking, tying myself out. I'm so tired now, I'm almost here, and I ain't getting nothing to eat. And
listen
to a lot of foolishness.
Well,
you think I got you to that?
What kind of foolishness was it?
Yeah, nothing but the worldly stuff.
Okay.
But well, they had a lot of selling, a lot of stuff, but mm-hmm. especially African attack.
Oh, you know, I thought about you today.
She's what they added up again.
Huh?
Going to French Quarter and buy what they got
it. Yeah, I thought about you earlier today. I'm sorry I missed your show all night last night. And I ain't trying to straighten up and clean up. These people, you know, when you're down on your bed, you can't do stuff. Well, people don't do nothing in your house, right? Oh, Lord, other people come in your house and just stank it up, nasty it up, and just go on just like it ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, toilet, bathroom, you can't even get in your own bathroom. But I'm talking about my children now. Oh, my goodness. You know, oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, back there with you.
My baby girl, she's back over here now with her folks here. And she don't pay them a bit of attention about what they do up in this house. And I can ask her, is she working? Yeah, she working in level. She working in level 10. Mm-hmm. All right, oh, you know, she need to go ahead and get your place, honey. Went on with it. Get you a house. Don't even get out of my house. So, you know, oh, Lord, the house is stayed. It, that little boyhood, he sit there, everything he eat. Before he'll take and put the paper in the grid, garbage can right there on the side of the TV stand there, he'll just push it up under the TV counter, up under the TV table. And the crumb they make, any clothes they take off, it just, I done got old now. I mean, maybe they might have been doing something like that, but I was able to pick up and clean up myself. I guess I ain't worried about it. I guess I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't remember my children being like that, you know? Oh, Jesus. And well, I know one thing, when you ain't able to do for yourself, oh, your children don't have no... understanding, you know. So I got up and I set up. So you know, I'm very uncomfortable sitting up, but I just sat up in that wheelchair all night long. At about 5 or 6 o'clock when I went to bed this morning, when I lay down, so when I up in the front, and then when I come up in here, I had to pull some things out that I was supposed to be coming right back and put up. I was gonna take my walk and come back in here and put that stuff up off my bed. And I took my walk, came back in the front room, and I sit down there and rest a few minutes, and then I didn't get up. I rolled around in my wheelchair, just rolled around in the wheelchair, just cleaning up this and all in the crevices and the corners and everything, just cleaning. Oh, Lord.
They would come in there and clean up.
You would think they would. Now, that one from Texas, that 15, 16-year-old, she come up in here and clean my house from wall to wall. And the very next day, I got it, went up in there, and it was back in the same shape again.
To me right now, because I don't want her dog up in there. I want baby dog to peeing all up against the wall and
say. You don't do dogs, you get no do.
You know what I'm saying? If you
don't
go to people's house, put your dog in the house
and
you come back if you want a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
If they want a dog, see everywhere they go.
And get
somebody else, yeah, basically. I don't know no dog that well. I wasn't supposed to know dogs. Like, I love dogs because my daddy had us little dogs. My dog was Old Snow. He was a setter. And somebody poisoned Old Snow to death.
Mm.
And, but we had outside dogs in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
We had no dogs inside.
Mm-hmm, right. I'd like to have me one on the inside if I were able to take care of them, but I ain't here to take care of no dogs.
That's another thing, taking care of
them. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to keep those things clean and wasn't uh-huh. your shoes and rags so they get them shoes and everything up in there.
Mm-hmm.
I had one. I lived in my house one time. I come back, like I said, done chewed up my shoes. My bedspread was made up on the bed there and chewed all around. I'm like, Lord, I wish I got rid of that dog. I got rid of him.
Yeah.
But I like dogs, like you said, but I don't really want none in my house. I can keep one of them in my house, I guess, if I was able to take care of them, you know.
Huh?
I said, I could keep one in my house if I was able to do what I need to do for him, you know. But my husband can't stand a dog.
I don't know why that phone's doing that,
it's
going out.
Yeah, I heard that sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hopped on Pastor Bailey line for a minute this evening. Carissa was teaching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she sent me an invite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, she's still out there in Texas?
Huh?
She's still out in Texas?
Carissa lives in...
No, I'm talking about your daughter, your granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, she's still out there in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how old is that boy now? How old is her baby now?
She's 7 now.
Wow, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, okay, now what is she doing for a living? What is she doing for a living?
She is working for some kind of medical services, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Who's talking to Clytia?
Girl, don't even mention Clytia. I talked to Clytia. Thirsty.
Okay.
Got 3 watches of mine. I've been almost a year now.
You got 3 watches?
Mm-hmm. A green, a silver, and a white, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was supposed to be putting a battery in them.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me she can't find the watches.
Oh, no. You got away from her some kind of way, huh?
Huh?
You got away from her some kind of way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Huh?
She put the watches in them through that company that she's dealing with.
You know, I had bought them watches. One of them came from her,
mm-hmm.
and one of them from two of them I bought from Avon.
Okay.
One was green. They were different colors, or wear with different colors of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had let the battery run down on. So she told me she know how to put the battery in.
Oh, okay.
And Cartier got the watches and they never returned.
And I can tell you she don't know what it is, but
sometimes you don't know what she put on there.
Oh, hold your thought 1 minute. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, this squad waiting on their
cash
yet. This squad waiting on their cash yet.
I ain't tell them I'm not going to give them no cash yet.
Ma'am?
I ain't tell them to give them no cash yet, did I?
Okay, ma'am. Hello?
I said, I didn't promise them no cash out, Bitter. I said, I did. Oh. Hello? Oh. Yes, it did. Oh, well. So what, she said she's going to look for him? Look for him?
She said she's been looking for him. She can't find him.
I'm sure she don't have such a big area to cover.
That's what I'm talking about. Look like she would have put them in her jewelry. Rest of her jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Those kids.
You said they not in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody might have went in there and got them out.
Maybe so.
She's living with her son-in-law. I don't know if he got any more children or anybody living there with him.
Somebody
else was staying there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. I sent her a birthday invitation. Did she tell you I had sent her a birthday invitation?
Huh?
Did she tell you I had sent her a birthday invitation? Okay. No, they can send it to her cell phone. I didn't talk to her because I didn't want to get no conversation with her right now. You have to be ready to get in a conversation with Black Kid.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes, right there.
Yeah, but she ain't talking to me too much right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, she know I'm on what she gonna do about the watches.
Okay.
We went to the prison. She sat on the opposite side from me and didn't talk.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all rode the prison bus?
Uh-huh.
Wow, who got that bus?
I don't know. I forgot about that man's name that was driving that bus.
And he the head of the ministry?
Oh. Brother Leo is the head of the ministry. I don't know. He got that man hired.
Oh, to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Leo what?
Leo Jackson.
Come on, the Melody Cloud, boy.
Huh?
Not the Melody Cloud.
I have no idea. I have no idea who Leo Jackson just
throwing,
and that's it.
Who he look like? Little big old fella, what?
No, he's a tall old man.
Oh, okay. Huh. Tall old man. Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was telling you that I thought about you when I was trying to think about what I want to wear for my birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Did I send you an invitation?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But you know I can't make it. I can't even drive that far.
Uh-huh.
Not with my eyes right now.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. But I was thinking about, where did you say you get those African dresses from?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get your African dresses from?
Oh, I bring them in from Africa, but I can't get them from Houston. I guess I can go right there in the French Quarter and get some.
I want me a, you know, I can't wear nothing tight, you know, sleepy or nothing. I have to wear something kind of, you know, kind of, you know, like a,
And get you one of them flash skirts.
Huh?
You can go down there with you, get you one of them flash skirts.
A flare skirt?
Flare. You know, wide skirt.
I'm thinking I don't want no skirt. I want a whole African dress, just a dress that I don't want nothing around my waist.
Okay. Well, you have to go down there and just look at and pick out what you want. They have plenty of them today, too.
And it's in the French Quarter?
Yeah, go down there to the French Quarter and get your chair and just roll around and look at all the beautiful dresses. And tell that lady what you're looking for. She'll pull you something.
Mm.
Well, you
got to
come back to the doctor.
Well, I ain't got to come back to the doctor after the 40. It'll be on the 20th.
Excuse?
On the 20th.
Oh, okay. Well, you go to that French Quarter, you'll find what you're looking for.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They hanging down, hanging everywhere.
Yeah, what are you even running prices?
I have no idea because I never buy some because I always get mine from Africa.
Oh.
So I got material in there that just haven't been made yet. So.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, I want to get me a nice a silver one or either a purple one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you're going to find silver, but African material in silver, I haven't seen anything. But in purple, you're probably going to find something in purple. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything in silver. And sometimes you can like find something in white. But I haven't seen anything down there in white. I done walked myself tired, so I'm going to bed.
Thank you, Mrs. Hill. And then what time you got off the line?
11 o'clock.
Okay, because that's only after 11 o'clock, and that's the whole lot. She just got off, maybe. I thought she was going to do like 2 hours, I'm saying.
No, just 1 hour. I got clothes and it's like I don't feel like going to be involved with them either. Girl, I don't never want to go to that no more. Ain't that something? And she told me, she said, "You ain't saying nothing. Tell me how you like it so you can come with me again." I ain't answered her. I don't see what they see in that. And everything's so expensive. No.
You're saying right now money is running short with everybody.
That's what I told her. I said, I don't see people buying nothing down here. People's money is short. Them young people's all dressed out with everything out and showing everything. I said, that's all going on down here. And ain't nobody buying nothing from these people. These people gonna go in the hole. Glad I ain't set up me. Cause I wanted, I was set up to sell my book. I'm so glad I didn't go down. I've been waiting for you to teach another topic out in the book. You told me you taught a topic and I missed it.
Out of what book?
Out of my book.
Oh.
Oh, nothing.
It was a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember teaching that topic out of it, but I forgot what it was, man.
I don't know what it was either. Must have been something you like then.
I'm still teaching Mercy Ministries. I started in the first book of Zechariah, line by scripture for scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm still going through that with them. So I'll go through it until it's over with.
Oh,
okay. I went through the 89th song with them. And we learned about what that meant. Now, Mother had me on the line. And then you weren't on there when she started asking questions, were you?
Uh-uh.
She started asking me questions. And I said, Lord, Mother, no, she'd be wrong when she'd be handling me.
Oh, she called me up Monday this week and questioned me. Why I got to go this and why did I go to Reba's house and all that. That woman is crazy.
Oh, my God.
What I'm getting out of it and what makes her so great. Her ain't no different than nobody else. God don't love none,
no.
Oh my goodness. She irritates me when she does that.
Then Brother Charlie got on there, and I was wanting Brother Charlie to come on in there because he knew how to bring all that up to date, what everything is on the day, you know, on the day we want to talk about it. But to me, that ain't important. It's important because I know what God's word is. You know, God wants us to know his word, but the only thing he told us is to be ready. When you see all these things, when you see all these things happening, don't be afraid. You know.
Why do we got to study all of this? Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, the brother, he brought out that COVID Bryant situation was that the bird that the plane went down was a bird that was in one of the prophecies. And that was his destiny and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not that it's his family, his wife, that it probably would have been from inside and out.
Oh, I went
around
the corner to
this little
spot and stuff about
it. It was right way down the coast with the church. Yeah. You can't stop talking about people. You can't stop. Interpreted, you know, and then God's goodness and interpretation about something that we see.
I'm going to just keep it until I go and talk to somebody who is more expert on the issue, you know? They just did that nothing. Like I said, Brother Charlie, he may know what he's talking about. I don't know if he knows, but I know what he's saying, but I don't know if he can see, because I ain't hear somebody else say that for him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't want to hear somebody else say it, and I want to see it in the scripture when I'm reading it, you know? In the spirit and all, you know, to be accurate. So, it must just go on and on and on and on. Yeah, the time was running out, and I was tired, and Brother Charlie was tired, and he was trying to compare me with Brother Charlie. Like, you have Brother Charlie, you do this, and Brother Charlie do this, and have Brother Charlie do this. And she just came on and on. So I said, you know, I said, I'm not in serious with Brother Charlie. I'm not on Brother Charlie's theological level, you know what I'm saying? And he has been geographically more further than I have, and the culture is further than I have. You can't base your ministry on competing with someone else's, the internet. You know what I'm saying? The ministry that God gives you to bring out. Now, if you want to add to it and bring it on out further, then do that, you know? You know, I ain't pretending to be no expert. Yeah. And he was again with everything I was telling him. And I was saying, what is it, mother? And he was saying, it's what?
As much as me and her talked about me not being in, you know, into the prophetic, you know, stuff like that, she still insists on me taking one.
Like I said, everything that we teach is already written by somebody, you know? Everybody, everything we read, even the Bible and outlines and commentaries and whatever the book may be that we use, that, so, like I said, all I got to do is read and you know, search the scripture, make sure they line it up with the word, you know. They sing you when they sing you to follow up scripture, just go to that follow up scripture, and make sure they're saying what they're saying, you know, and I have more than one to be a witness, you know. So, and that's all they do too. Yeah, but the funny thing is about my life, there's so much to me. That I ain't never heard mother teach nothing. I'd be asking everybody else all kind of questions, but I ain't heard mother teach nothing. Y'all come with y'all pamphlets and papers, and y'all take notes. I was on apostle line and seen the apostle his name. He was saying the same thing. So yeah, he was on that. Yeah, he gave her opportunity to say something. She just talking to everybody like me. Don't know nothing except they get it from her. I mean, I don't mean to be saying too much negative about her, but that's just the way she sounds, just like you said. So we could do the same thing, huh? But she ain't as persistent as mother is. But Carissa would get on there, and Carissa will get up there and back up what she said by teaching the word, you know? I ain't never heard mother get up there teaching nothing. Going through the word, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, now before I got on there, but I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. I ain't never really heard her. Lesson by herself, just, you know, just going through it and close it out like you do. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever heard her do that? Just like you bring a message, just like you teaching on your ministry. Bringing out all them scriptures and stuff like that. Dude, you ever heard mother do that?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? I ain't never heard her do that, you know? And she was telling them on Apostle Line, I have teachers, I have different speakers, but if I have to, I teach myself and introduce myself to it. If I have to, I do it myself. And I'm like, I've been on there now about coming on about 2 minutes now, you know, whatever happened, you know. I would love for her to, because she saw me sometimes and tell me that she, the things that she be saying she don't understand would be like to lose. She, you know, but she was saying something about the other day, she was talking to me about, you know, understand why Jesus had to come and die, give his life for us. You know, I'm like, you know? And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't expect much to not know that, you know? Why he had to come and give his life for us. If you don't know why he had to come and give his life for you, then why are you praising? Huh? Hello? I'm like, I don't know. Kind of caught me off with that. I guess she's sure asking me all kind of questions like that, but I was telling her that some of the questions that the students were asking me, and she was saying, well, I don't understand this either. I don't understand that either, you know?
even when our son was, you know, she was talking about her son a lot, and she was saying that she don't understand about what she said about why people had to die or something. You know, why people had to die, something she was saying. You know, it's like, you know, if they were, we don't die, it's just like we already told us in the written that if we don't die, it won't come right down. It's got to die. So, I don't know. Sometimes we want to get into stuff that God is really concerned about, and we want to get a lot of knowledge so we can dictate to people but our hearts and not really in God, you know. God wants to get our heart right, you know. Yeah, I mean, you can take all the prophecy you want to, but if you don't live faith, that's what I was saying the other night. Brother Charles, and I said, Mother, I said, when you see people, they're going to different lines, and they got these lines, but what are they learning? What are they learning? You know, we ain't just learning ourselves, we teaching what we learn to other people. You know? I don't know, four more than I was talking to my girlfriend about it the other day. I was saying something about, mother got my brain tied, you know? And people said, I don't know why you bother with people like that. I wouldn't talk to them. I thought about it before when my mother told me that you sound like that she worried your spirit. You sit down and, you know, making you feel bad and your spirit has got to stop. You don't have to go online, you know? And I was... And I was telling you that, you know, that I didn't think I was going to go online and didn't make things. I heard she had a stroke. And then I fell some kind of way. I was telling that young guy old and, you know, didn't let her have a way, you know. And he was telling me about singing. I told her, I said, Levitch, I said, I get on your show and I said, I sung one verse and you cut me off. I would just get let some other people get on there and sing long they want to, you know. Sometimes it's more than one song, you know. I said, if I sing one verse, or you set me up. I said, I don't come on your show prepared to sing anyway. I said, because I know you got other singers. I said, but if you ask, if you ask me to sing, I'll go ahead and sing. I said, but I don't just. I'm only doing the same, so when I noticed when you asked me the same, that she had cut me off before I can finish the verse, you know? So that's where I live it in the night when I was bringing the word. You said, well, come on the same, you come on the same, or whatever, you know? And I'm like, I think I had my little baby the same for me, didn't you? I could come on that line and never take your phone off you. You know, but I tried that so many times again. If anybody on the line, they bounce off people, so they're listening in. Let people listen in if they want to listen in. Ain't it right, girl? Did you? You know what I'm saying? I said, when people call in and keep the phone on mute, you bounce off them. You know, you ought to speak up for the Lord. And you get on the line. You ought to say something. You know, and I'm like, leave them people alone. Yeah, I got several people on my line, and I know who they are. I love to see them come on my line. They come on almost every time they come on, but they don't never say nothing. And I don't expect them to say nothing. Yeah, one of them started saying something sometime, but I know she's on that page. She didn't say nothing. But when you ask them to do this there. If they don't want to do this, just be quiet. Never enjoy the service. It's still supporting your ministry. You ain't got nothing to say. Y'all don't have a testimony. Y'all to say something. And I'm like, Lord, I'm letting you go ahead and say something. So we didn't know who the baby was, but the little girl, again, 22 years old or so, saying that she always heard that Jerome was her daddy. And she wanted to meet her people, so I told her, come on in now. I invited her to my birthday party. I was going to get mad. And then she was up there, her other sister was sitting there talking about, hang on, my sister. Hang on, my sister. That's what them parents telling me. I was like, I ain't talking about it. And she said, she might need better come on and get a part of the family.
Okay,
that's crazy. And he drives too? That boy can drive you up there?
Yeah, well, I really don't care for him driving all the time. He just stayed up all night drinking.
Oh.
I don't feel that alcohol.
Oh, tell Arnetta, come on, bring you up there.
Huh?
I said, tell Arnetta, come on, bring you up there.
Bring me up there? Arnetta, worse than that boy is.
Oh. But you know what? There's a feeling. Let Brother Steve drive your car. Yeah, Brother Steve, I invited Brother Steve, and he said he'll come and bring Brother Larry and Sister Cheryl. What'd you give her to him? Huh? I didn't mean to laugh.
You don't bother me. No, I ain't going.
Oh, Lord, they make me pray to me. I'm laughing like that because if I laugh the way I want them folks to laugh, my breath is so I'm talking. That's why I'm laughing like that, trying to keep them laughing hard. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. When we sit up in that mess, son. Lord have mercy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, from all that walking into it, now you done sit down a minute, huh? Now you done sit down a minute, we got to see it. Yeah, all right, then. Yeah. All right, I know we should the baby, though, you know.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, then. All right, Larry. You in the bedroom?